2021.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about. Of course, your calls are primary if you make them. We'll start things out here with another update on what is going on in St. Paul, Minnesota, the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, where, of course, the Republican National Convention is taking place. I could give a flip about what's going on at that convention, as I could have given a flip about Democrats' National Convention. What's interesting to me is the things going on outside with the police state and the obvious display of raw aggression by these police. When they have, as we reported yesterday, they have been raiding people's homes. Peaceful activists have had their homes raided in advance of the Republican National Convention. They were forced to lay on the floor for a period of as much as 45 minutes while the police went through the entire house, confiscated whatever it was they wanted to take, including flyers and handouts and stuff like that. And then they let everybody go, uncuffed everybody, and didn't charge anyone. Oh, they left a few broken doors for them to deal with as well, because they used a battering ram to get in. There's that sort of thing going on. They also raided an activist staging area, just terrorizing people, trying to scare them out, trying to scare them away from protesting, which, of course, they weren't successful at. People have been energized ever more by this particular police state activity. And now there's, of course, more police state news coming out here. This story from the Associated Press and, Prison Planet, actually. Plaudits for the relative restraint of Denver police during last week's Democratic National Convention are not set to be repeated at the RNC, as cops signaled their intent by arresting an AP photographer, as well as Democracy Now! Host Amy Goodman for simply documenting protests in downtown St. Paul. Associated Press photographer Matt Rourke was arrested on a gross misdemeanor riot charge simply for taking pictures of a protest yesterday. According to the Assistant Chief Bureau at the
Freedom
AP,
of the press.
Yep, covering news is a constitutionally protected activity, and covering a riot is part of that coverage. Photographers should not be detained for covering breaking news. Host Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! Was arrested after she complained about the assault and arrest of her colleagues, Sharif Abdel Kudos and Nicole Salazar. According to Democracy Now!, all three were violently manhandled by law enforcement. Abdel Kudos was slammed against a wall and the ground, leaving his arm scraped and bloodied.
He sounds brown.
He sustained other injuries to his chest and back. Salazar's violent arrest by baton-wielding officers, during which she was slammed to the ground while yelling, "I'm press, press," resulted in her nose bleeding as well as causing facial pain.
Gosh.
Goodman's arm was violently yanked by police as she was arrested. During the demonstration in which the Democracy Now! Team was arrested, law enforcement officers used pepper spray, rubber bullets, concussion grenades, and excessive force against protesters and journalists both. Several dozen demonstrators were also arrested during this action, including a photographer for the Associated Press.
I'd like to point out that I suggested that you and I go to this event in Minneapolis. You turned it down and poo-pooed the idea. We could be the one getting national press instead of Amy freaking Goodman.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in going to political events.
I'll let the cops push me around for this kind of press.
You'll have your chance to let the cops push you around, Mark, if that's what you really want. There's plenty of chances to put the police in the role of having to push you around. Anyway, all three were eventually released but face felony charges. For what? Not sure. Democracy Now! Has vowed to fight the false charges with which they characterized as an intimidation of independent journalists. Another AP photographer, this is the second AP photographer, Evan Vucci, was body slammed, kicked in the ribs, and then handcuffed by police, only avoiding arrest by showing his press credentials. Vucci said the police had pushed protesters into a parking lot where they had police coming from all sides to encircle one area. Once they all got the protesters into this one parking lot, they kind of rushed and arrested all the protesters in there. So he managed to get out of being arrested, but had to take a beating for it. for his being near the protesters. And this is what we were talking about last night. We had some of our listeners calling in from the convention. A number of Free Staters went up there to do some recruiting. And it's not the Republican convention. They're out there at the Ron Paul convention, by the way. And they were calling to tell us what was going on. And sure enough, one of them had gotten pepper sprayed because he was in a group of people that was nearby somebody who the police were particularly after, you know, somebody with a black mask on or something like that. So if you're even in the vicinity of someone the police have targeted as undesirable, you will be rounded up just like everybody else. You will be pepper sprayed and tear gassed just like everyone else.
Even if you're a reporter in this case.
Yeah, you know, it's like the old thing they used to tell you, or they told me this in government high school, or not high school, but elementary school is where you first hear it, is that, you know, one bad apple is going to ruin it for the whole class. You know, since there's one person who's acting out, they'll punish the entire class until he or she speaks up.
They do that in prison, too.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
What a shock.
Pretty common attribute. What they'll do is they'll lock down a pod, you know, a group of men, a cell block, whatever terminology you want to use, and essentially wait for the convicts to either, you know, get the guy to confess or beat the crap out of him or whatever, simply because they have to stay on their bunks for, it can be days.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So that is the latest, at least that I've seen so far, from the situation there in Minneapolis-St. Paul. There may be news stories. That was a little earlier today. I didn't check right before the show. So if you've heard something that we didn't get out, you're welcome to dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231.
And I have to say, even though Democracy Now, it's not terribly a mainstream show. I wouldn't call it part of the mainstream media.
I'd call it a socialist rag.
Well, yeah, but it is watched by a pretty wide chunk of people, I think. Listen, it gets distribution. Yeah,
they have a TV show as well.
Oh, they do?
Okay. Yes, they do. They actually are on a lot of public access channels, which I know from doing my show.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have their radio show, which is played on a lot of college stations.
You guys are catching up to Democracy Now. You guys are on like 7 or 8 television channels now.
Yeah.
Right? FreeMindsTV.com.
And it's unfortunate if they go off the air because of these charges. That's not how I would like to beat them. That's not the way I'd like to see it go. I do have to say they do a pretty good job of covering police state abuses, even though they do it from a typically kind of a leftist bent, so they'll try to make it look like it's the Republicans' fault, when in fact the convention
they were cracking people's heads at the DNC.
I would say that Denver, from what I've heard of what's going on in Minneapolis, it sounds like Denver could arguably have been worse or the same.
That's
a police state's a police state.
Yeah, I mean, if you get a police baton in your face, it doesn't matter to you which one was worse or better.
Yeah, and of course, the parties don't necessarily have much control about what the police do outside of the convention. It sounds like a lot of the security measures that were pushed through in Denver were done because the police department wanted to make a big show of force and not let anyone get away with any kind of protesting.
Which
forbid people speak their minds in the city of Denver during a convention.
And that seems to be the intention of the police in Minneapolis-St. Paul, is to intimidate as many of the protesters as possible and scare them from coming out and actually protesting. But again, I think it has it's probably backfired on them. It's probably resulted in the unintended consequence of other people deciding, who maybe had up until this point not been interested in protesting, had decided to go out and go ahead and get involved because they're so outraged by what the police have done to these people.
That's possible, but I think a lot of times when people see the police go overboard in this way, it encourages people to stay home who would have otherwise gone out. I certainly think it has a chilling effect for some people who are worried about being arrested for no good reason.
It goes both ways, I would say, that, you know, it has the desired effect on some people and on other people. But, you know, the people that are going to get out and protest, it seems to me, it's going to, you know, some of them certainly won't, but, you know, a lot of them are going to be, you know, hard-headed about it.
Well, yeah, if you're going to go to these huge protests like this, you've got to have some gumption. I mean, you've got to be prepared for something like this. You have to know in advance that there's a good chance you're going to get cracked in the head, pepper sprayed, tear gassed, arrested. You know there's a good chance of that, so they're just showing you what you expected to see. I think if you are one of those dedicated activists, you'll just dedicate yourself ever more. If you're kind of on the sidelines or on the fence, yeah, I could definitely see you falling off and saying, well, I'll stay home. I've got a cake to make this weekend. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your calls about anything. Plus, Google rocks the browser world. We'll tell you about that. They've got something pretty neat going on as far as the world of the Internet. explain that in moments and take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just a dollar a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, just click and download right there on the front page of the website. They are totally free for you. Again, that's freetalklive.com. com. As we go to your phone calls, Dave, listening to or listening in the People's Republic of Somewhere, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
Looking like this is really starting to upset you a little bit.
What is this?
Pardon me?
What's this?
The action's going on at the Republican convention.
Oh, I don't know. It's kind of par for the course, don't you think?
Well, yeah, but yesterday you really seemed upset about everything.
Well, I mean, it's pretty outrageous what the police are doing. Doesn't that outrage you when they crack people in the heads and...
Pardon
me? Doesn't it outrage you when they crack innocent, harmless people in the heads and raid their homes and steal stuff from people?
Well, I would say conditions have improved since, like, 68.
Really? Okay. Why do you say that?
Well, you know, they started that out killing a kid.
Hmm.
And, you know, they did all the other things. They arrested protesters, blah, blah, blah. They beat up Mike Wallace and Dan Rather. You know, they were the newspaper guys or the TV guys.
I guess I wasn't around, so I don't have the perspective.
Oh, okay. And then you jump ahead a couple of years after that, you go to Kent State. They start that out on Saturday morning by tear gassing and bayoneting people. And then on Monday, they just start shooting people, and half the people that got killed weren't even involved in any protest at all. They were just going to class.
Did they have rubber bullets and stuff like that back then?
Yeah, they had rubber bullets, but they used Full Metal Jacket on American citizens.
I don't think that's entirely true from the...
You know, they wanted to get the job done.
From the documentaries I've seen on the Kent State Massacre, the National Guard troops weren't equipped with any kinds of rubber bullets or... any non-lethal weapons, so they were equipped with shotguns and their rifles. I really don't think they had the technology at the time to deal with people with less lethal technology.
Well, around bayoneting people for 3 days, and that didn't seem to stir up much in the way of national attention.
Yeah, I've never even heard about that.
Oh, you didn't know about that?
No, I didn't. I heard about Kent State and people getting shot, but not the bayoneting thing.
Oh, yeah. They started out one day, they, you know, bayonet one guy, then they bayonet a few more, and then they bayonet a bunch of them, and they got tired of, you know, having to clean off their bayonets, so they figured they'd just open fire on everybody.
Amazing.
And, you know, last night I did hear Mark say that somebody's going to get shot if this keeps up.
That was your prediction for 2012.
Sure, correct.
Yeah, that was his prediction for 4 years out next time they do these conventions.
Yeah, that's true.
Shot.
Anyway, you gentlemen, have a good evening.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dave. I appreciate
that,
Dave.
Yes, sir. Obedience is freedom.
Well, I thank you, sir, for the call. Yes, 800-259-9231. Interesting points. I mean, suggesting that maybe the police are not quite as violent as they used to be back in 1968. However, I don't know if there's any real way to categorize all of this. I don't know if there's any real way to say for sure. And I do know that the government's a lot bigger than it was back then. That much is true. So
it just keeps growing every year.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw technologies used that they just weren't as concerned with minimizing harm to people. So instead of, say, pepper spraying somebody, you'd probably crack them over the head with a club more likely. That, you know, that's a more risky thing to do in terms of seriously injuring somebody or killing them. So I don't know that necessarily means that... police today are more concerned with your civil liberties.
Doesn't seem like it.
They might just be able to incapacitate you better without as much risk of killing you. But, you know,
which is good, because you don't want to kill your slaves. I mean, because you want them to go back to work for you the next week. Because how many of these protesters are going to go back to work at their corporate jobs and pay taxes and stuff like that, just like they do every other week? It's just, they get to go hold signs for one weekend or a few days, and then they go right back into the rat race and keep providing their hard-earned money to these government people.
They might even advertise it and say, hey, officer, I'm a taxpayer.
They might. So your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231. Paula's on the line. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Yeah, hi. I was just reading, y'all need to get on the American Free Press, September issue, first, page 17. It tells the whole story about, page 13. It tells the whole story of why we're after Russia. And, you know, this is really crazy. While we can't sit down and, you know, and work things out together. Anyway, they're the biggest supplier now of gas and oil in the world, and I mean it'll get bigger later.
What?
But anyway,
really, is that true?
This is what
Nick, have you heard that?
Is.
I thought they were like the third biggest supplier.
They're
or something
big.
Like that.
Okay,
they're big.
Go ahead.
They're
anyway,
big.
The whole thing is that at one time Cheney wanted to buy up an area over there. He wanted to buy up some of the Caspian reserves.
For personal use or
for DACA? No, for us US to have, government. I guess. You know, it said here that Cheney had advocated probably to buy up as much of the Caspian reserves as possible, claiming it would end America's dependency on oil from the Middle East, particularly Saudi Arabia. But anyway, Russia has now become, you know, I mean, all over the place, Middle East, Africa, Asia, everywhere. And this is what this whole thing's about. They're really upset.
Who's upset?
Our government.
And they're upset because Russia won't let them buy the plot of land, or
no? That, you know, that they're becoming the superpower.
Weren't they always a superpower, Russia? Kind of one
no,
of the, no. The big boys?
At one time we were, but now we're not anymore. But anyway, this
really,
this
what
is,
does it take to hold on, Paula? What is your criteria for defining superpower? Because
well, I mean,
the U.S. military
they're going to have all the power as far as economically. They're setting up their own banking system. You know, and stuff like
Russia
that.
Russia doesn't
and
have their I
mean, own bank? Oh, yeah. They're opening up their own World Bank.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah.
But
what
anyway,
else you got for us,
is,
Paula?
This is what this whole thing is all about. And to me, this is so crazy to have World War III over oil.
That I don't like the idea. I don't like the idea of war.
Well,
I
think you might
believe,
be onto something, Paula, because Russia and Iran, some of these countries that aren't on friendly terms with the U.S. but have oil reserves, are looking at trading barrels of oil in something other than U.S. dollars. So it does kind of challenge the U.S. dollar's role as a world reserve currency.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some truth there.
Thank you, Paula, for the call tonight.
Okay,
Paula normally does have, in many times when she calls, she will have a kernel of truth somewhere hidden deep within her call, but usually it's just surrounded by so much misinformation. It's hard to figure it out.
I don't know that they're setting up their own world bank, but they're considering selling Russian oil for Russian rubles, which apparently the United States considers a threat in some cases. So,
weren't there some Middle Eastern countries that also switched over to the euro, or at least we're talking about?
The argument
I heard Iran did.
Yeah.
The argument was Iraq was considering it prior to the invasion. So that's one theory of why we invaded, or a contributing factor to why the United States invaded.
Toll-free number for you to comment on whatever you want is 800-259-9231. Well, there's always bad news to report about the government and how they're seizing more power and destroying liberty and putting innocent, harmless people in jail cells, as we've been discussing from the Democratic and Republican National Conventions. And we could certainly continue on that theme. In fact, Mark, I know you had a police state story from last night that you never got to, so you might want to pull that up. But in the meantime, let's talk and take a break and talk about something positive. Talk about something good. Something, of course, that's happening in the marketplace, because that's where all the good stuff occurs. That's where all of the wonderful innovation is happening, the great advances that will help make our lives better and more comfortable and easier to live. And one of the companies that's at the head of the pack of these types of advances has to be Google. They're one of the most useful companies out there as far as internet content is concerned. If you're not on the internet, then we'll try to make this understandable for you as far as what this company has done to really change the face of browsing the web. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
A pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including updates. Get signed up, and we'll let you know whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
You want to buy ebooks, but you don't have one of those expensive ebook readers? At eChapter 1, you'll find over 100,000 downloadable ebooks, and you don't need a special device to read them. Any PC, laptop, or PDA will do. That's E as in easy, chapterone.com, eChapter 1.
Let's continue here with your phone calls, and we'll tell you about what Google's released to the internet world today. That's pretty cool. Might actually revolutionize a lot about internet surfing. We go first, though, to Tim in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tim. Tim?
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
It was about what you two were saying about how news media are also starting to get treated by a police in Minnesota that I wanted to have told the operator that I was going to say something about that. Although it's not good to hear about them also, you know, starting to get treated like the protesters, one good thing that could possibly come out of it, though, is if more, you know, news media, you know, especially if they're mainstream ones, you know, if enough more of them, you know, start getting, you know, treated that way, that maybe it'll start causing them, you know, a few enough, you know, mainstream news media to start putting out the truth instead of propaganda and getting on the side of us, you know, who are on the side of freedom.
It's certainly a possibility. Tim, I thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. I mean, the ABC News did a fairly large report on, I believe, Asa Estlocker was his name. I don't have it in front of me.
Sounds right.
But the guy that was one of their reporters who was choked and arrested and harassed by the police right down there in the Democratic National Convention. So, yeah, I mean, it's obviously if they arrest the big media people, they're going to get coverage on those issues. I don't know if that'll all of a sudden convert CNN or Fox News to telling the truth all the time. That seems a little like a stretch. But it's certainly an optimistic lookout, and I like optimism.
It could certainly change that particular reporter's mind about the issues, or at least the way in which they report. I think it would certainly have an impact on me. So
no
I would like
it.
To think that it would affect them. But who knows? I mean, if there actually is as much control of what they can report at the network level as some people believe, then even if they want to report on it, maybe they're going to be hushed up by the network. I mean, if you actually think there's that much bias in the mainstream media, it might not make a difference.
That is the other side of that, because down in Miami, where there was a reporter that was arrested, he did an expose on the police, and they didn't like that very much, so they targeted this guy, and they went after him, and they harassed him, and as a result of all of the trouble from the police department, the TV station fired the dude. So there is that possibility as well, where the news organization is just going to say, well, we don't want this trouble around here anymore, so we don't want trouble with the cops. Because the news organizations rely on the government for a lot of their information. They rely on government press conferences, government press releases, in order to glean info for their articles and for their stories. And essentially what the government can do is they can say, well, you know, you ABC News people, if you keep causing trouble, what we'll do is we'll just pull you out from our press conferences anymore, and you won't get any of our press releases. And the news directors don't want that stuff to happen. So the government does hold essentially a carrot on a stick for these news people to get them to continue behaving as much as possible. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. But there is good news, and it is coming from the marketplace, as it always does. The story from PCMag.com has been all over the Internet today. Our Internet Explorer and Firefox, these are two browsers in the Internet world, ready to do battle with Chrome. Google announced Monday that it's been hard at work on an open-source browser known as Chrome, a beta version of which will be released, was released earlier this afternoon. New features will include isolated tabs designed to prevent browser crashes and a more powerful JavaScript engine. Now, I was watching some...
My Firefox crashes now and then, enough times that I would say that it happens. So.
I have a big problem with Firefox, leaking memory out of my computer, and Firefox is a great browser. I like it better than Internet Explorer. But man, when those Google engineers set their minds to a task, they really do have generally done a good job with pretty much everything they put out. So when I heard this news last night that this was coming out today, I got actually pretty excited about it, because they are talking about here how it's open source. And I don't know if Google comments on that later in the article, but I was watching. They have this 38-page comic book that actually gives you details about their new browser and what makes it different and what makes it special.
Did you read the whole thing?
I actually did read through most of it. It got a little techie at one point. I kind of breezed through that part.
If you call it a little techie, I have to say I'm not interested in reading that crap.
But the basic idea is Google has released this as open source, and it's cool what they say, their little tagline that they add whenever they mention how it's open source. We love competition is what Google has to say. Hmm. That's why they're releasing this open source. They fully intend for their competitors to rip ideas out of this software and implement it into their browsers. And one of the reasons why they want that, beyond the fact that they love competition, because they understand that that makes everybody, it raises the bar for everybody. That's their intention here, is to raise the bar for the world of web browsing. Instead of having these kind of ancient browser technologies that were essentially, as they pointed out in their comic book, the browsers of yesterday were designed, the core functions were basically designed at the beginning of the Internet, like a decade ago.
Netscape.
Right, Netscape and things like that, they've just been sort of, they've been added on to ever since then. And so Google essentially created this new browser from scratch. And they, recoded everything from the ground up, basically, for the 21st century. And they've really done an amazing job at it. Now they're letting everybody into their code to change it at will. So it's kind of like a newer version of Firefox, Firefox being the open source browser.
Is it open source? I did not know that.
Firefox is open source.
How come it updates itself all the damn time, then?
Because they're always adding new features and fixes and stuff like that.
Hate that.
And so Google... It says the comic depicts various Google engineers describing Chrome's features, including the isolated tab idea. They say by keeping each tab in an isolated sandbox, we're able to prevent one tab from crashing another and provide improved protection from rogue sites. Having a number of tabs open in a single browser eats up memory. If a browser is running slow, a user's natural inclination is to close a few tabs. In some cases, however, little bits of the closed tabs remain, which eats up more space and requires the operating system to grow the browser's space in memory. According to Google, with Chrome, there will be a different tab for each process, including the plugins. And I have gotten my hands on this browser at this point. Again, it came out earlier this afternoon. Have been using it before the show, and I'm impressed. It really is faster, and it really is better. And so this is kind of like going to be the, you know, a really big step forward, a leap forward in the ability to surf the web and, you know, get us to the point of this Web 3.0 that is basically coming out soon.
What happened to Web 2.0? I didn't even know what happened.
Web 2.0 is the comments, right? Web blogging and comments and stuff like that, and more kind of interactive community features.
Right, being user-generated content like YouTube.
I don't really know what Web 3.0 is supposed to be, but it's probably going to be
something different.
Neat. Yeah, it's probably going to be pretty neat. Anyway, I could go on, but the point about this is it's open source coming from a major corporation. And they're doing it open source, and they're saying we love competition, which is, of course, what the free realm of ideas is all about. Having no intellectual property laws and monopoly protection means that competition is more intense than it's ever been, because you don't have the government out there giving one company exclusive rights to an idea over top of everybody else's what they're trying to produce.
I love what they're saying there as far as, you know, we love competition.
Yeah.
Essentially they're saying it makes us better, we make them better.
Right.
Bring it on.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're really raising the bar for browser performance. They had this press conference today where they were demoing some of the features, and they've, I guess, rebuilt the Java engine from scratch, and it's much faster. And what they did to test it versus Internet Explorer was they had, like, locally stored web pages. So web pages that are essentially on your hard drive. So you don't have to go across the Internet and have all those unknown factors as far as how long it takes to get a page back from a server on the other side of the Internet. So they were just loading pages off their hard drive, and it did it, like, 2.5 times quicker than Internet Explorer did. And I've just noticed, just opening links for my show prep file, it's instant that the windows open instead of, like, a 2-second delay, which is what I was having before. So go check it out at google.com/Chrome. It's pretty neat. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Gee, honey, those new shoes look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? What happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white and that one's thick and yellow.
Here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the cause of nail discoloration.
So that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. You'll need to use it daily, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. When we go to the beach next summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel for clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Target, and other fine pharmacies and mass retailers in the foot care section.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, we ask that you shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping and get whatever you need in life, even used items, at amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
1-800-259-9231. We will continue here. Mark, you've got a story since we're going to get to it last night, but we didn't get a chance. Another police state story, this time not from the Democratic or Republican national conventions, because the police state still continues in across the rest of the country. What's going on?
They're probably somewhat emboldened. Arizona man taping photo radar protest arrested. Police in Scottsdale, Arizona, arrested a man late Wednesday, claimed he obstructed a photo radar van. What's that sound like? He threw himself down in front of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, how else would you obstruct a van? Jason Shelton, 35, had been videotaping a pair of anti-camera activists at 6800 Shea Boulevard, before East Shea Boulevard, in case any of you happen to be from around Scottsdale. Before being taken into custody, the protesters held signs calling the speed camera program a ripoff and advertising the group CameraFraud.com in an impromptu demonstration. Shelton intended to post his video on Freedom's Phoenix, where I got this article from, an Arizona-based political opinion and news website. Enraged, local officials did what they could to ensure that would not happen. The city of Scottsdale, including the police department, respects and protects an individual's right to stage and or participate in lawful demonstration, Scottsdale police said in a statement. However, behavior such as the intentional obstruction of a contracted photo enforcement van's operation is not lawful and subject to enforcement action. Videotape of an earlier protest documented a similar demonstration. An activist held a sign that read, "Fraud," in front of a photo radar van's camera as the fully automated system continued in a vain attempt to photograph passing traffic. At no point did the protester touch the photo radar van or its driver.
The video also...
You're standing in an illegal location.
Yes, your sign is in the wrong spot.
Mm.
The video also showed the man's driver, an elderly man, used a cell phone, presumably to ask the Australian employer Redflex for guidance on how to deal with the situation. So these aren't even cops.
Wow.
These vans, yes. At a subsequent protest...
But the cops got involved.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're messing with our revenue.
Right.
Police are called to a scene after a phone call was made and Shelton was placed under arrest. Scottsdale police charged Shelton with obstruction of government operations and refusing to provide truthful name and then lawfully when lawfully detained. The former charge requires Scottsdale to show that Shelton used or threatened to use violence or physical force. How are you going to do that by holding a sign up, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the Shelton was actually the cameraman. Yeah, he was videotaping. So I don't see how that's going to happen. Video evidence showed the protest was entirely peaceful. Refusing to provide a name to the police officer is only a crime if that officer had a reasonable basis to believe the suspect had committed a crime.
In the first place.
Right.
Yeah.
According to Shelton's colleagues, his only crime was exercising his rights under the First Amendment.
Yeah, his crime of being there and covering the situation.
Yep. The person... Oh, shoot. Something just flashed away. Okay. The person who was arrested was not a demonstrator, but rather a journalist who was videotaping the event for local media site freedomsphoenix.com. And they managed to plug themselves twice in their own article. I got this from freedomsphoenix.com just in case anybody missed that.
Yeah, it's a good site.
Yeah. A statement on the camerafraud.com website explained the person who was arrested never held up a sign the entire evening. Scottsdale police never arrested the two persons who were actually holding signs. They just arrested the cameraman.
It is really chilling, isn't it? This whole process, this arresting journalists, arresting cameramen, you have to wonder, is this going to embolden the news media? I mean, we were talking earlier about how some of these arrests in the Republican National or outside the Republican National Convention could embolden activists, but the news media didn't sign up for this. You know, they didn't sign up to be an activist and to take a stand. They just want to cover the activities. They don't want to go to jail. They've got families to feed, and they've got a home to go to at the end of the night. So I wonder if this is really going to cow the news media ever further, this kind of activity.
Scottsdale police have a history of using arrests to intimidate political opposition and support the goals of its photo ticketing program.
Hmm.
A judge released Shelton and his own recognizance on Thursday. So.
Nick, as a man who hosts his own television show at freemindstv.com, do you feel like this could have a chilling effect to news media members who don't know how to handle the police, don't know anything about, you know, they've been told they have this First Amendment right, but clearly it's not being respected.
I suppose for some people it could. I know that a lot of our filming is done in studio, but we have had instances where we're filming police officers and we haven't really given it much thought. I mean, the possibility is always there that the police aren't going to like you filming, but not that I can think of have we ever had a situation where there was an ultimatum like turn off the camera or you're going to get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't come to that point in any of our personal experience yet, and I don't think we're going to worry about it too much.
Well, that's good.
If it happens, it happens. I mean,
well, you guys are actually activists doing a TV show.
True.
So
I mean, if
different.
If you're just a local news guy, you know, just it's your job,
right?
You know, 9 to 5 or whatever your news hours are.
Why are you going to put it on the line for your job? And I mean, you don't want to put it on the line.
If you work for Freedom Phoenix, you're an activist too.
Right, but I'm talking about generally. I'm talking about the general idea of news people being arrested, the cameramen, the journalists who've been arrested in Miami and all across the country, specifically in the DNC and the RNC. That's going to have a different effect on those guys. And I would love to hear what they would. What they would have to say after the fact as far as what will they continue to do if they encounter the police in the future.
Maybe just not film police encounters with protesters or things like that. I mean, it's possible.
It's not what they say that matters. It's what their editors say.
Right.
It's what their bosses say.
To be honest, cameramen getting beaten and putting that into the story, getting footage of your own cameramen getting kicked down to the ground, is probably pretty good news footage.
Oh, absolutely.
It's probably a sexy story and... Honestly, what the commercial news media cares about is selling ads. I mean, that's the business that they're in. Their job is to make you, you know, hold through that next bunch of ads and get back to the news. So
that
they have to run stories that you want to see, To keep you tuned in. And
but if they're out there, if then they fire the guy later on because he stirred up too much trouble for the news department, then it's gone too far, and that's not a good result.
Yeah, I guess it really depends on how much pressure the police put on the news media. But even though it's not as vibrant as it could be, I think there is still a culture among some in the news media that it's important to stand up for their First Amendment protections. I mean, the First Amendment applies to all of us.
Yeah.
We all have a right to videotape. But especially among the news media, that's how they make their living. So if the police department threatens to, say, cut off press releases to their newsroom, you know, that's one thing. But also they want to be able to report on, you know, police abuses. Those are sexy stories for them. So I it's really hard to say how it would go.
Yeah, it really is. That's, but I just want to speculate and talk about it generally, I mean, because we don't have them here to ask them those questions as far as what are you doing.
Honestly, I don't think it'll make a huge difference either way. I don't think it's going to shut down free speech, and I don't think it's going to push them to the extreme of being activists.
Toll-free number here for your thoughts is 1-800-259-9231. Here's a story that was repeated earlier this year in a different part of the country, and it's more proof that this could happen to you next, unless you keep your grass low, because in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, some people in Lansdale are afraid, this according to NBC10.com, that they could be arrested and hauled off to jail because their grass and weeds are too tall. Lansdale resident Anita Felix says, I just don't want to be arrested. I've got a clean record. I want to keep it clean. This is just ridiculous. Over grass. There's a warrant for Felix's arrest, and the crime is excessive vegetation. She said, we're just speechless that the borough can be so aggressive about this when there's properties in this town a lot worse than ours. The family had been out of town for a week and were cited for tall grass. Felix says they've been mowing and paid the $304 fine. But $304. But the citations.
Right. And who's it go to? The neighbors that had to view the unsightly grass?
Nope.
The next door neighbors who had, possibly this grass and weeds, germinating there and throwing
city coffers.
Nope, just straight to the city. Doesn't have anything to do with anything.
She says that even though they paid the $304 fine, the citations kept showing up, and then a warrant showed up. So. Why does anybody bother to pay these things? I mean, they're just going to forget about it or throw it in the trash or don't file the paperwork, drop the ball.
I would ask for a receipt if you're going to end up paying the fine.
That's true. Good point.
If you don't want to deal with it, just
go downtown and get a receipt
of payment. Yeah.
I don't know if that'll stop them from arresting you, but yeah, it's not a bad idea. It could help you in court, I guess. 800-259-9231. I'll tell you a little bit more about the grass arrest here in a bit. Hour 2 is on the way. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you receiving?